This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of Raw from November 17th, back in the States in Atlanta, the show before Survivor Series. Greg, what did you think about the show? As a TV show, as they're trying to show improvement on the Raw brand, and also just the way they built up towards Survivor Series, was it enough to kind of get the fence sitters to buy in, or do you think a lot of people are going to just skip this pay-per-view?
Well, you know, I liked the show. It was different. It was pretty entertaining for the most part. There were some hits and misses. I thought the interview segments were stronger than the matches, which is something you can't say every week. For Survivor Series, I hope people buy into it. You know, fans are always clamoring for more of the traditional Survivor Series matches, and they have three of them on this card, which is as many as I can remember in a few years at least. So I hope this one isn't left out in the dust by fans. The hype for the Survivor Series is always a little tougher than most other pay-per-views, in that a lot of the guys involved are in elimination matches, so you kind of have to hype, you know, the team captains get more of the hype of the match than some of the other guys in the match, which is kind of tough sometimes, but they did seem to manage to fit just about everybody involved in Survivor Series in the show one way or the other. You know, they got the Lumberjacks out there and the thing at the beginning of the show, so everybody was featured, whether or not they were focused on. You know, sometimes it's not about the individual, it's about the team at Survivor Series. So as far as that hype goes, that's what makes it different than most other pay-per-views. So I thought this was pretty effective for Survivor Series. And it's hard to hype a world title match when the opponent's not there. You know, but saving the return for Cena for Survivor Series is smart. I mean, that should help the buy rate. Look at what the return of Triple H and Rey Mysterio did a couple years ago at SummerSlam. That buy rate was pretty high, if I do recall. So it's smart to hold Cena off for Survivor Series. Business-wise, it's smart. And Jericho is one of the guys, one of the few now, who can carry both ends and carry, you know, his end of the match without having his opponent there to play off of. So he did a nice job again tonight. So hype was fine. Matches were okay. But show overall was pretty good.
Yeah. The Cena hype, I thought they would have focused a little bit more on Cena tonight. And we only got really just one video package, and in the first segment, Randy Orton asked a question. I thought we would have got a little bit more, but I think they wanted to put in Jericho and have him sell their match with his promo later on in the show. So I guess that kind of works out in that way. Focusing on everyone for the Survivor Series, it was, to me, it was hit or miss. Some segments, I think the Lumberjack was an okay concept, but with a match that had nothing really to do with Survivor Series. And, you know, Orton versus Punk was basically just a rematch, and it didn't really seem like it fit the Survivor Series hype, and they kind of forced out a giant schmoz at the end so that we could have the image of chaos leading to Sunday's pay-per-view and see how it all resolved itself. I thought that was okay. It just didn't hit me. You know, it didn't hit me as any one strong reason to order a pay-per-view. I mean, you look at, you know, Brock Lesnar, Randy Couture, the hype was just on that match, and it wasn't, I mean, I really had no idea what other matches were going to be on that card until, you know, they released the lineup. It was all about one match. WWE never goes that route. They always try to hype everything, but I think this would have been one time where they could have taken kind of some of the filler segments, removed it, and focused more on, like, HBK and JBL and JBL and Kane, that sort of thing. But they kind of wanted to hype everything, and we'll see if that sum of the parts works out or not. But I just think they're facing too tough an economy right now to do a major buy rate. I think that's kind of the main deterrent, and it's just so tough. I mean, following a great pay-per-view last set, or, you know, two nights ago, and then trying to sell Survivor Series, I just don't think there's anything they could have done tonight to really, you know, get fence sitters, because it's just the economy is too tough right now to just bank on Survivor Series being able to sell itself. So I thought they put forth the best effort they could, given the circumstances.
Well, you make a good point, and you're wondering, you know, in this economy, is that last chance hard sell, you know, the go-home show, how many people does that affect now? With the economy the way it is, are people just saying, you know what, yes, I'm going to buy it no matter what, or no, I'm not going to buy it no matter what because I just don't have the money. And I mean, you mentioned fence sitters. I wonder how many are fence sitters. And I think one argument could be made that go home shows are now even more important because those who are maybe on the fence because they don't have the money to spend, but they are used to buying all the pay-per-views. Maybe that one last Raw, that last hype job, maybe that will get them off the fence and say, well, I guess I can part with it this month, but not next month. You know, I wonder if it takes a different importance now with the economy the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, we'll see how that plays out over time. I think you're going to the pay-per-view next month, so.
Yep, Armageddon.
We'll see how that plays out. And they got the Royal Rumble in 2 months. That's always a traditional goodbye rate.
Yeah.
It's kind of the bellwether pay-per-view other than WrestleMania. So that's kind of, I mean, Survivor Series is kind of slipping in stature lately, I would say, but it's always worthy of a buy because you're usually trying to put one major title match on there. So we'll see if Cena Jericho is enough.